Hey, before we go out, set up a little introduction for our session here. Most of us all have questions, so I'm going to go through the list and answer them best as I can. I hope to go clear up some stuff. So, yeah, let's go ahead and see what we got. First question. How familiar are you guys with the Inception place in our time? We're pretty familiar. Like, we don't have all the details, but our buddies over at the Astral Observatory, they did keep us pretty up-to-date with all the important stuff. We used to have another contact who actually helped us out a lot on this charter, but it's actually something we'll go into later. Let's see. What happened to the Harbingers in your time? The Harbingers, they really made an appearance here. There were no internet detectives or any good guys as far as we know. So, they existed, we never really knew about them. Or, we never had any interactions with them. So, they survived. How the events folder on the internet have talked well? That means something that happened in 20 minutes. Yeah, so, that never happened in our timeline. Like 2015 in general, I mean. So, to answer your question, that evolution of the universe just never existed at all over here. If I heard correctly, you said your timeline was absolutely royally fucked. Has something actually had a glimpse of heaven, or was it just certain people? Alright, so, yeah, Atlas is a pretty good word for, reality shattering is a bit more accurate, I guess. Like, our group in the sky literally falling in, like, shards. So y'all started around 11-11. This is something we'll actually get into more later once everyone's issues. I just don't want to settle in with those. If the cataclysmic event did occur, how do you guys specifically survive? Short answer, death. He really bailed us out at the right. He wasn't prepared for us specifically. Like, he's not one of those crazy doomsday preppers or anything, but he just had a whole bunch of technology that's kind of away this kind of thing. So, really, at the end, we were able to kind of maneuver all of this in a relatively safe way to put things. Is Seth just an image of amazing or part of me? yeah. You guys already figured out that Seth is amazing, huh? Yeah, but I guess that's not too hard to figure out. Based off of all pretty strong decisions. Seth is actually Mason's middleman. It's just, he just wants to know why it moved his codes and stuff. Let's see what else. What led to Seth joining the Moon Children in your timeline? Alright, so, we'll point over this more detailed when he does his thing, but, Seth actually joined the River Children, just like he did years ago. There's a few different things later on down the line, but, unless you're referring to like when he was sneaking around with Kevin. Because, yeah, there was some period where he spied on the Children alongside Kevin, but, aside from that, he was just... in the Children, just as he was in the job. any idea what happened to Jacob? Or recall it was Mexican, that I'm sure that Jacob is short of the
Alright, so
according to Seth, the same stuff happened over here. Like, he invited Jacob to the Luna children, that it's a power, special interest in him, and, yeah, as far as we know, that will play out the exact same way. What was Kevin like in your timeline? Did he even exist? Oh yeah, he existed. I didn't really ever know him at all, because he was only in the show for a short period of time. And I guess even if I did screw more time with him, that would have told me anything. Because I mean, he's just there to like, spy on us. Who knows how truthful he was going to be at all time. But Seth was pretty close to him, but some things happened. And I think just something that maybe Seth should tell you guys himself. Who else is with you? Alright. I'm going to be an asshole with that one and just you guys wait and find out. Because I want that to be a little bit of a surprise for him. Do the Lunar Children exist in your timeline?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they existed, rather. Well, I understand they were pretty similar to the Lunar Children in your timeline. They have existed since 2011, actually. And some of them will come to later. Spirit, any idea that we were also transcended into a third giant, assuming they weren't at all? That's actually something that's really important. This is something we've been debating for quite a while already, because from what we understand, they're really no giants transcended at all. After a lot of sins, we have absolutely no idea. But it seems to have been a pretty deliberate difference in our timelines. So, yeah, that's something that we'll have to talk about. Any chance you can tell us more about National Observatory from your timeline? Any book or mock documents about? Yeah, that's something I wish we had more information on. It's kind of hard for us to get info on that, given our status, but if I'm understanding correctly, the National Observatory, like, really shares the name. It's pretty different. I really know a lot from, what Gray and the others have told me. The Nocta in our times, he just seems to be a completely different guy. We really don't have any information on the National Observatory. That it seems to be a pretty legitimate organization, though. It's actually paying up its name. It's not just like some timeline for him or something. Any chance Seth can teach us about the networking terms and devices that you see recently? We've heard, such as link aggregation or Lunar Children, that we don't really know anything about. Because you know more about specific gadgets he's working on, I'm sure he's happy to tell you about. But he's got a shitload of them, honestly. But for navigation specifically, I think that's just like a generic network. It's possible it could have been like something more, because it does kind of sound like something the actual observatory guys were trying to accomplish. When it comes to like Seth and gadgets, if you guys just have any like things specifically you want
shadow all the ones that Anna might. It's not good. Even our questions are welcome. It's important that we're all on the same page with this kind of stuff. PPS, I'm 24 and you're stable, you're a middle man, you're a middle woman. Yeah, that's true. There is some serious interference going on in the latest transmission, which cut out what sounded like key details. I'm all for you to end this scene if your connection has been compromised. Alright, so I'm going to keep a close eye on this, and so far, there doesn't seem to be any like sounds of, there doesn't seem to be any signs of foul play or anything. So, really, we just had that interference just to make sure of our current environment here. These signals have to go incredibly far away to reach you guys, so who knows what kinds of weird bullshit it has to go through to get there. Following up on this question, who was the person that was supposed to know that caused things to go shit officials? Although it's sort of considerably from the session. I'm actually not sure what exactly you guys are referring to. I think that your currency popped this up there. I'm guessing what you're referring to is the night where everyone shipped from Moonshore. Yeah, so what I was saying about that was that Matt went insane or something. And we think it was due to or cameras, as you guys know. Do you know any other word at all about the nature of your Luna? Do you know if it differs from the asteroid to the Luna that we're all doing? Alright, so the information about the Luna is actually pretty hard to come by. There's just so much bullshit spun by both the Lunar and Moon children. It's just so brandy from that actual entity that exists out here somewhere. When I said I was interested in the Luna, the Moon children were trying to sell me, I mean, I was into was this serene, loving goddess that they claimed she was. But I think the actual entity that exists out there is just a constant being that exists beyond time. So, no matter where or when you're from, this asshole is just going to be a big up and they're just going to be waiting for you. What do you know about the mushrooms? You mentioned that you had fallen into a trap and then went silent. That's an alien guy, right? Yeah, we're really talking about that. I think that was just a general threat directed towards probably the new man. Either way, from what I know, or I've heard, he seems to be like completely cut out of the observatory anyway, so. Yeah, we don't really know anything about him, but I don't think he's going to be a threat for now. Who was the member that had their identity leaked or happened to them? Sorry, I think I need to just go ahead and do this. It was SKN. Your SKN specifically for the new timeline. He was actually in contact with us back in 2014. I'm not entirely sure what exactly went down. I think some of our calls might have been leaked or something. And he just had completely cut off contact with us, like, say, today. Because he was trying to infiltrate the Lunar Shore at the time. And he didn't want his covers that was said to be ruined. What is it that you need us to do? only from completely separate timeline without all your anime-ness reality of your powers contributing to alright, so all of us here cooped up in this little trailer and are part of this bad observatory. We're all just brittle, vulnerable, individual players. I am massive and bullshit. You guys, however, you're a full-on investigative force. Whatever your game has, you all just swarm on it relentlessly. That's what we need right now. Not to blame like our personal army or anything, but it's just that you guys really are our most powerful warriors in this. Right now, that's what we need the most. Also, Ghost says that someone's asking about layers and spheres. Alright, so there's quite a bit to discuss with that. It really depends on what you're referring to. With layers, I'm guessing you're referring to like layers of reality itself. Or the parallels for the human children once of it. Yeah, there's a lot of different layers and parallels actually. I know that moving children always try to quantify it and put it down in a more scientific method than we always did. But it seems a lot of things they got right and some things they just completely pulled out of our ass. Alright, so first, through the physical world, we all know, right? The overworld is what they call the creature. Above that, or actually more like surrounding that, because is this like digital realm. It's like, I guess digital is kind of good in simple terms. It's more like empty space that they fill digital constructs. SAM was actually wanting to do a lot of this to us back then, so he's really the expert on this kind of stuff, but empty space, most spaces I think, what they call it, is where they get all their like digital experiments with like creating worlds and shit. There are also several different layers of like within the digital shit itself. I don't really think we need to go into all the physics of that. Really, I think it's just like that same visual idea, more and more detached, the higher you go, like physical electronic shit, I think, rather than what they were. But, yeah, that's the basic idea for those sub-parallels. Beyond that is like a ring almost that surrounds the middle space. It's a sinkhole almost where all the deceased spirits kind of accumulate and fall into. I think they call that parallels of the dead. Or, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's idea that they were trying to just spend there. So really it's like a big death pit almost. But that, like beyond the overworld, beyond the null space, the digital constructs, beyond the perilous and dead, that is the perilous proper where all the ascended beings proper go. I believe that may be where Tyler is now. Utah's specific. This reality we're in is constructed of a lot of different spheres. I'm not exactly sure where timelines themselves. There's just like various spheres of influence that seem to exist within parallels. Remains of what we're referring to. But, alright, I think that might actually be all the questions for now. Anytime. Like, you guys might think it's really burning, but not me. It's actually really nice to be able to just talk to someone. You know, really just talk stuff for you. Anyway, I think that's about the end of the mic and get this whole spiel. So, we'll go ahead and send this out and then we can start it on that. So,